are listening to CITR 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and otherwise stolen territory of the Honkamenam-speaking Musqueam peoples. I'm your show host, Ines, and welcome back to Gobstopper. I'm really excited to just relax, hang out, and play some. We got a bit more art poppy. As we got the return of Cowboy, and I've also wanted to play some Kai Bravewood tonight, which is more art pop, but from closer to home, local Vancouverites, Kai Bravewood. I'll play some of them later this evening, but up first, we will start with the latest Cowboy, and a bit more on that, actually, is that they debuted with their song. They debuted with their song "GMAPS," which is about getting lost, and using Google Maps. And it's all very existential in that kind of art pop fashion, as you do. But they actually just had their latest release, and so I will play that for you. So up first is Algorithmic, from Epic the Movie, in the classic cowboy fashion. The album artwork is in the original internet blue. So I'll play that up first for you guys.
I won't be part of but a five fucking playlist. Doing things my way is how I fucking rate it. Let the product sell itself and don't equate value from image. And it doesn't even matter what the fuck you think you are. You're taking yourself way too seriously, man. Who else out here making an epic movie? I won't be part of a Spotify fucking playlist. Music Friday can go and fucking do one. So many mullets in the room I can barely even breathe. No, I'm not a fucking Black MIDI ripper. For the blue cover art, Epic the Movie. Who's doing guitar solos? Not you.
AI decides my playlist. My moods to pick my sound. Everything is automated. Everything is automated. AI decides my playlist. My moods to pick my sound.
Spotify fucking playlists. Playing shitty music, making zero statements. Sucking the industry's dick to get some kind of famous. And it doesn't even matter what the fuck you think you are.
Go. In your shirt, and your suit trousers, and your shitty fucking mallets. You're standing on stage like you're saying something. You're saying nothing, it's all an image. You take yourself way too fucking seriously. Everyone can see straight through your painted nail fucking bullshit act. You don't care about music, you care about your fucking self. It's a fact. Alright. Epic Movie. Who else is doing it?
Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM radio. What you just heard was the latest new releases from Cowboy. That was Algorithmic. And then in order, it was Could Won't from Jackson Ramsey. Great, absolutely great band. I really recommend you seeing them live. And I just heard they got new music in the works. And their latest album, Youngness, just came out. And they also have a feature in Discorder magazine. And I really recommend you check them out. It was one of the best live experiences I've had locally in the longest time. And then after that, you heard Bad Blood by Working Men's Club. I'm so surprised how many songs are actually named Bad Blood. But that's a really good track. I've been really enjoying Working Men's Club. And then up next, I got some more fun and experimental type electronic music and noise music. So up next is Jerskin Fendrick's Last Night in New York.
If I can't ever stay, you happily I'm too drunk to save you now. And rapture, love is grateful, love. Is patient. Would you wait for me? Would you wait for me? Would you walk and meet me halfway at the bottom of the sea? Would you wait for me?
Debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City.
Oh, I see the love that can overtime.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void. Loneliness, loneliness, loneliness.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. As always, I'm your show host, Ines, and this is Gobstopper. What you just heard was Last Night in New York by Jerskin Fendrix, which is a very sort of quiet but also very noisy track. And I've got a couple more noise-based songs for you. So up next is Fuzz Lightyear, but it's the Uncle Kier remix of Berlin 1885. And they're actually a band from... They're a new band, quite close from where my dad was brought up in Northern England in Leeds. So I'm excited to play that for you guys. And then I've got a very interesting song after that, which is part of a new genre, I would say, called Dariacore, which is mostly how I've heard it been described to me, as layering and sampling just the noisiest samples you can find. So that'll be fun, and then I'll come back and talk a little bit more.
We'll be right back. I'm an artist from the middle of nowhere. I've never gotten lucky.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. What you just heard was Uncle Keir Berlin 1885 by Fuzz Lightyear. The Joke Is on You by Concern with two N's and a zero, and then Sprayed by Soft Issues. As a band, they are called Soft Issues, but their music is nothing but soft, as you probably noticed. That is a very obviously noisy song. But sometimes you just need a lot of noise to tune out all the other noise. But as we shall return back to the start, take me back to the start, we will go to the original topic of conversation, which was Cowboy's latest release, Epic the Movie. And there was actually it gets labeled as art pop, I think, especially when they debuted. But like now they get likened to some math rock and also like Baroque elements and sort of chamber type rock. But in all of those, all of those post type genres, post everything, post rock, post punk, it's very, you get a lot of the online crowd. And in true fashion, there was a lot of online discussion about this latest release from Cowboy, especially the first song I played, Algorithmic, as they name dropped another very, very popular band in the scene. They're having a really big year this past year, Black Midi. They reference them on Algorithmic, and of course, it caused some controversy because what is there in art pop and art rock if not controversy and discourse, especially online discourse? So I found that very apt to have going on. But I mean, Black Midi also name drops a lot of people, and then even, you know, it's kind of a cliche at this point, but Black Country, New Road also references a lot, and they have a burden of reference, as they say. So I feel like it's become very apt, as I said, to name drop everyone and name drop other bands. And how many bands can you name drop in one song? How many bands from South London can you name drop in one song? I mean, I know Cowboys from, they're from the coast. So there's that. I will play GMAPS by Cowboy now and stop talking about online discourse. I'll play GMAPS by Cowboy and we'll sort of leave that noise, a little bit of the noisiness aside. And I'll go in and play that track for you guys and then some Canadian music that I really love. No Love and Romance by Bored Decor, which came out a bit ago, but I still feel is relevant and has got that post-punk sound, which everyone's been really enjoying as of late. And then on to Kai Bravewood, as I mentioned earlier in the show. I've been really wanting to play some Kai Bravewood and just hear, like, you know, sometimes you got to go from noise to post-rock to pop, you know, just to chill out. So that's what we're going to do.
Okay, I'll walk. I've been here a few times, it's alright, I'll walk. I know the places, I know which way I'm going, I know which way I'm gonna walk. I got it on my phone, I got it on Google Maps, I'll keep on walking. I gotta go around a few times, come around, down, down, two times, down, 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 down. I've been around a few times, I come around a few times, I keep on walking. I know the places, I know which way I'm going. A smooth bus journey can take you for an entire person's childhood. I'll just keep on walking, just keep on walking, you keep on missing. Just keep on walking.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Just a few words before I go to sleep. I feel like I'm gonna dream tonight. Big bad ones, you know? The kind you like.
There is a lot of music out there, but only some is strange enough for you. My name is B, and on SlimeWire, I do the work for you, picking out freaky tunes to rule your nighttime world. So check it out, every Wednesday at 10 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
My friends safe and occupy these empty spaces. Painted over scars with pretty colors, pictures and posters, rearranged all the furniture. Because now I hate loud noises, slamming doors make me feel anxious. All these awkward feelings, familiar faces.
I am not afraid to die. I know I'm speak my mind. I have spent my whole life hiding. Open my eyes, I open my eyes. I'm true when I learn how to accept myself and I'm free. No, I let go of material things. I'm pure if I'm compassionate instead of being angry. I'm real, I'm real. Oh, touch me now, say it out loud. Like,
I am not afraid to die. No, I'm beautiful. What a pleasure it's been. I'll meet you at the lavender field. I am not afraid to die. No, I'm beautiful.
Make it.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM Radio. I'm your show host, Ines, and this has been Gobstopper. And you just heard a chunk of amazing Canadian and local music. Bord Decor is Vancouver's own. And that was No Love and Romance from them. Then Wave Goodbye to 1232 by Kai Bravewood, which is Waterfront Kids, obviously referencing Vancouver's waterfront. Kombucha Baptism, also by Kai Bravewood. And I always think Kombucha Baptism, I mean, I think Kombucha Baptism, let me have a look at When Pink Glow. Pink Glow is from 2019, and Kombucha Baptism is the second track on that. And I think Kombucha Baptism was like very, the energy Vancouver really had in 2019. So I always love that song and the song name. Then MTV by Rosemary Fairweather, which is just a classic dreamy pop kind of track. And Rosemary Fairweather also being Canadian. And it's got that kind of like always bubblegum pop sound. But yeah, so more danceable, very dreamy. Always are doing their two shows at Commodore Ballroom this week. So that's exciting to have some classic. For me, that's like the modern canon of Canadian music, it's always. So really excited. I'm going both nights because I can't help myself and I'm selfish and I love them. And up next, we're going to slow it down and play some folky type songs, but I still think they have a sort of experimental edge to them. Who knows, maybe you'll be the one to say that they're just good old folk songs and they don't need to be subverting anything or trying anything new or being transgressive or transformative to be good, but I do hear a little bit of an edge to them. So up next, just to close out, we have some folk songs or folk parallel to folk. So this is I Don't Want to Ride Your Old One Anymore by the Deadlians, which is a very, very Irish way to close out the show. And the Deadlians are a Dublin-based pub rock band, but I'd say that, like, I don't know, a lot of people say pub rock is derogatory. I think it's one of the greatest genres of music to ever exist. But I'm a live music, I'm biased towards live music and the scenes and the communities that live music creates. So I'm always a big supporter of pub rock. And so that's up next. And then The Guest, which, you know, The Guest is the solo work of Isaac Wood, who recently departed, but that's very dramatic, who recently left Black Country New Road. So I shall play those.
I don't wanna ride your old one anymore. despite all his privileges, felt betrayed by the world. He saw destruction in every corner of his life. He lost all he thought he could ever love. So he fell to his knees and asked God, "Why must you punish me? I'm far too handsome to not be in magazines." But God said nothing to me, so I resigned to my room and scrolled weeping to the bottom of my Instagram. I clicked furiously through every one of my tagged photos and learned nothing about myself. I asked every girl I'd ever slept with to rate my performance, and the results were horrifying. I watched Mad Max Fury Road with my mother to learn what masculinity means. I read the top 12 pieces of relationship advice from How I Met Your Mother on BuzzFeed. I threw out my 2-in-1 and bought separate shampoo and conditioner. I listened to Jerskyn Fendricks every day for a month. I Googled myself so many times I started trending. I read back my love letters to southeastern French villages and knew that I was really just writing about you. I was so busy trying to understand who I was that I forgot my dog's birthday. I'm sorry, Dylan. I woke up every day and had to re-remember all that had been taken from me. Like a whole of Groundhog Day combined with just the second half of 51st Dates. And in one moment, I never felt more like I wanted to die in my life. And in the next moment, I never felt more like I needed to try in my life. To be who I knew I could be. To be an outrageous rock and roll icon. To be a masterful lover. To be the best dressed guy in this Shoreditch venue. To be on the cover of So Young magazine in collage form. To be a well-regarded DJ of rare techno on vinyl.